Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this, the 15th day in September on a Wednesday of 2021. I'm your host, Michael Kim, and as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to finish off this, hopefully the half point of your week. And we're going to start in the cloud. The cloud is the future, with millions of individuals and companies storing data, working out of, operating in the cloud. And one of the largest cloud providers is Microsoft Azure. Now, Azure is an outstanding cloud platform, but you need to update it if you are using it, because researchers found four flaws in something called the OMI agent. Now, the OMI agent is a part of Azure that you likely don't see. It operates in the background, and it's always there. And because of this flaw, half, at least that we know of all the deployments of Azure are vulnerable. And these vulnerabilities can be exploited for remote code execution and escalation of privileges to root. Those are two key things that hackers need to take over all of your data. The good news is that Microsoft released fixes for these vulnerabilities, or a patch. And so if you use Azure, update as soon as possible, even if you don't think you use OMI, because you likely do. And it's only a matter of time until criminals are scanning all the cloud exposed instances they can, looking to take advantage of your unpatched setup. And while you're at it, update your Adobe installs. That is because Acrobat Reader, among 15 other products, just got fixes for 59 flaws. In September, Adobe usually pushes huge fixes to its slew of products, which include things like PDF readers, audio and video editors, and all sorts of other fantastic products that are very powerful and used by millions globally. And these bugs range from escalation of privilege on a system to remote code execution, taking advantage of type confusions, buffer overflows, use after freestyle attacks. It runs the gamut. So just doing a mitigation likely will not help you out here, because criminals are almost certainly going to add in all of these exploits for these vulnerabilities into their toolkits very shortly, and try to trick users by preying on those unpatched or vulnerable Adobe installs. So just like Azure, if you use Adobe, update now so that you are not the victim of criminals who are looking for those folks who are either unaware, unwilling, or just don't know to patch. We're going to move on to the kind of tool that a criminal might use that would have exploits built into it. There's one that had been around for a very long time, almost a decade, which for cyber tools is rather rare. And that tool is called Zloader, and it has kind of fallen off in terms of the volume of activity that researchers have seen from it in recent times. Now, what's interesting is that it is back. Researchers have seen a resurgence in Zloader activity, and there's an interesting way that it's being downloaded, and the criminals seem to have gone to increasing lengths to make it look legitimate to both systems and people who are downloading it. Here's how it works. The criminals registered or took advantage of an existing company, and by doing so, they have a legitimate security certificate. And they use that legitimate security certificate to look like a company that's pushing the installs or sales of commonly used software, like TeamViewer or other Discord, for example, software. So the software that is being pushed ends up being advertised by Google. And so users see a Google advertisement, they click on it because they want that TeamViewer, they want that Discord. Those are common products that people are aware of, and they're redirected to this, quote, legitimate company site because it has a certificate. Now, the problem is that once there, the user actually will install the Zloader malware, and this new version disables Windows Defender and other products. And so what you need to know is that this malware is back, It's got a really dedicated team behind it that is working hard to make sure that it can install on your system and fool you. And so if you're going to download things like TeamViewer or Discord or others, don't click on ads. Just go to the website of those products directly. That'll help reduce you being the victim of this kind of attack. And if you happen to have a moment, just make sure occasionally that your Windows Defender or antivirus product or security product is active. Sometimes it can be disabled when we're not looking or in the background and we won't realize it, but by checking occasionally to make sure it is active, you can ensure that you're aware when malware like Zloader has made it onto your computer. Speaking of malware making it onto your computer, the United States has helped enter into a, quote, deferred prosecution agreement regarding three former National Security Agent employees, Mark Bayer, Ryan Adams, and Daniel Ngarecki. Now, these individuals actually are being tried for their work as, quote, hackers for hire from 2016 to 2019. Over that 3.5 year period, the, quote, hackers for hire helped the UAE spy on regional adversaries via a company called Dark Matter. Now, the individuals in this case developed exploits for things like iPhones, and so they were basically conducting hacking activities for the UAE using their expertise garnered by working for the National Security Agency. And in late 2019, when the story broke that this happened, there's an outstanding journalistic piece by Reuters that outline this in what they call Project Raven, in which they outline this, quote, clandestine team helping the UAE conduct surveillance. Now, the reason that we don't want this to be happening is because as the expertise of some nation states retire, move on, get on with their lives, we can see the tools, tactics, techniques of some nation states popping up elsewhere. It's very difficult for researchers to understand and to track. And in the case where some individuals like these are being tried, will help deter some of the more difficult aspects of cybersecurity, things like language barriers popping up elsewhere. And so hopefully highlighting this will help ensure that researchers are aware that some of their biases in terms of time, language, expertise, etc., are checked to ensure better analysis of cyber threats. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a most fantastic and outstanding day. We'll see you tomorrow on Thursday. Until then, Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's Tip of the Cap goes to an assistant professor in the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry of the University of California, Santa Barbara. Wojciech Wolczek is that person, and Wojciech has earned 5 different grants totaling $28 million to study the molecular and atomic levels of reaction of materials, which will help design new materials to make use of quantum properties, which will enable better electronics and information science like computers in the future. So to you, Wojciech, for your outstanding efforts and for earning great research into the future of humanity and technology, a sincere tip of the cap.